Hi, my name is Angelo, and I'm going to be interviewing people on how should we prevent future mass shootings in school or in public. Today is June 5th, 2019, and let's get to it. Hi, my name is Angelo, and I'm interviewing...
Kyron.
Okay. I have a few questions for you today.
Okay.
What is one way we can prevent mass shootings?
As things are already starting now, you could use gun regulations, things like that, more metal detectors, I could say, or more security in public places.
Okay. What age should you be able to have a gun at?
21.
If you have a record at all, should you be able to own a gun?
Depending on what your record is, yeah. I mean, if you have a record for a mass shooting, then no. But if it's just like a parking ticket or... you know, something like that, then yeah.
Do you think someone who has been suicidal in their past should own a gun?
I guess that would depend on how long ago it was that they were suicidal. I mean, if there was like a...
So what if someone was like to try to harm them and they're not in that suicidal stage anymore?
Right, like if they were suicidal as like a teenager or something, but you know, they're like in their 30s now or so, they're all over that phase, you could say, then it should be fine. But I mean, if you're like in your midlife crisis, then no, you shouldn't have a gun.
Okay, should people who have shot someone be able to see a doctor or just like go straight to jail?
I think depending on the injury, they should go to a doctor. You like, so if you shot somebody but you got like stabbed or something like that and you're gonna die, then go to
the doctor so you can face trial. Maybe they're not all there and they, you know, shot someone. Do you think they should be able to see a doctor or just like just take them to jail?
I guess that would depend on the situation, you know, like I think they should see a doctor, though, in all entirety, but have, like, security there with them to transport them from straight there to the jail.
What I have to say about this is if you have any record of trying to kill someone or been in jail, prison, for fighting any, you know, type of that, you shouldn't be able to own a gun. Establish gun safety all over the world.
Sounds good, yeah.
Hi, my name is Angelo, and I'm interviewing...
Brian Devereux.
All right, I have a few questions for you today. What is one way we can prevent mass shootings?
One way we can prevent them is in school you can notice whether they have anger towards anybody or they have suicidal thoughts, but anywhere else, your families and people that you hang out with, they should notice signs, but if not, I guess it's just, it is what it is.
Okay. What age should you be able to own a gun at?
I say 18, 19.
If you have a record at all, should you be able to own a gun?
It depends on what kind of record. Like, if it's assault with a deadly weapon, no. If it's just something stupid, you get caught smoking weed and anywhere, you should be able to own one. Because if, like, just in case somebody decides to try to assault you, you can defend yourself.
Okay. Do you think someone who has been suicidal in their past should be able to own a gun?
No. Just because they had suicidal thoughts in their past, if they didn't see anybody for it, they could possibly shoot themselves or somebody else and then shoot themselves.
What if it was when they were like a teen? Do you still think no, or do you change your answer?
That just depends, because teen's life is kind of... it's not really structured enough for some teens, so it's kind of like hard on the teenager's life. So that would be debatable.
Should people who have shot someone be able to see a doctor?
Yes, because it could get it off their chest and the doctor could help them and put them on medications if they need it. But that goes with the other question, if they should be able to own a gun. I don't think they should if they shot somebody.
So my ideas on this is, if you have any record of trying to kill someone or if you've been in jail, you've been in prison, you know, you've fought or you've tried to hurt someone while you were drunk, any record of drinking and trying to hurt someone or something, you should not be able to own a gun. And then establish gun safety all over the world. Hi, my name is Anzola, and I'm interviewing
Kendall Parcell.
Okay, I have a few questions here for you today. What is one way we can prevent mass shootings?
I believe that we need more security, because a lot of mass shootings break out where there's less security. There needs to be more safety rules, especially in schools, like bag checks. That would prevent a lot. Because it's not like somebody's just going to walk in with a gun strapped to their waist, because it's easily recognized. They usually hide them in their bag, so I think that security should be placed in more schools.
What age should you be able to own a gun at?
If you're still in school, I think it should be 21. But if you are already graduated at the age of 18, I believe that you should be able to legally own a gun at the age of 18. But owning a gun while you're still in school is definitely something I don't think you should be able to have, because if you have your license to carry a gun, there are students that are not smart about it and will walk into school at the age of 18 with a gun strapped to their waist.
If you have a record at all, should you be able to own a gun?
It depends on your record. If it's something that involves violence or handling a gun, I believe that you shouldn't be able to, because you could have another situation occur in the future. But if it's something minor that didn't involve violence or a gun, I believe that you should be able to.
Do you think someone who has been suicidal in their past should be able to own a gun?
Well, coming from somebody who has been suicidal in the past, I believe that myself, I would be able to own a gun, because I would never bring it to myself. So hopefully for somebody else, they would never do that, unless they've gotten the mental help. If they've gotten the mental help, I think that they should be able to, but it all depends on what their situation was and if it will happen in the future.
Should people who have shot someone be able to see a doctor?
Yes. If they're in prison, they can get that help. They can see a doctor while they're in prison. If they get out of prison, they can still seek help. It can really mess somebody up, especially if it was an accident. There's major mental health that can be caused, and like PTSD.
Okay. Hi, my name is Angela, and I'm interviewing
Courtney Baker.
Okay. I have a few questions here for you today. What is one way we can prevent mass shootings?
We can have more security, like more people protecting the people that are gonna get shot, or, yeah.
What age should you be able to have a gun at?
I think 20, because people under 20 aren't really mature about it. They, like, act stupid about guns.
If you have a record at all, should you be able to own a gun?
No, not at all, because you could hurt more people than you did in the past.
Do you think someone who was suicidal in their past should be able to own a gun?
I mean, if they're mentally stable, then yeah, they should be able to, but if they're still suicidal, then no.
Should people who have shot someone be able to see a doctor?
Yeah. Most definitely. It could help them a lot.